This is Mike Coldiron with the Howell County Emergency Management. And as most everybody knows, we're under a winter storm warning from 6 p.m. Friday to 6 p.m. Sunday. And Weather Service in Springfield is saying we could get as little as 8 and maybe up to 14 inches of snow possible. And they're saying maybe a little mixed of sleet toward the Arkansas line. So, but it's mainly going to be a dry snow, they say. So we're kind of pushing out a few tips to get prepared for this. It might be a good time to make sure you've got some emergency supplies for your home and the car. Maybe check your smoke detectors and make sure you got a full tank of gas. And maybe the day before, just adjust your plans and have multiple ways to get information on the weather. They say it's going to be really cold. We're going to have single-digit lows and 10 to 15 degree below zero on the wind chills. So the days are only going to get up in the teens. So it's going to be very cold, and want to make sure that people know to try to get prepared for that. With this winter weather approaching, there's a few things that you can check into, like, you know, make sure your water pipes are wrapped, or maybe leave your faucets dripped a little bit. And the cold can impact your vehicle performance, so you can always make sure that your vehicle's up in shape. We've got a list of things to show what kind of stuff you might want to keep in your car, or build an emergency kit just to have on hand, things that would be handy to have in the event of getting stranded. So the timeline, we've listed it on our Facebook page from the Weather Service, so we invite you to visit our Facebook page, Howell County EMA, and you can see the preliminary timing of the snow, or you can visit the National Weather Service's website in Springfield and see that information. We want to stress, though, if you must travel, keep extra flashlight, food, water in your vehicle. Of course, if you don't have to travel, stay home, because it's going to definitely be impaired driving conditions for the Saturday and Sunday, for sure. Our county crews will be out working to help clear the county roads, and I'm sure MoDOT will be pre-treating the roads as well. And as far as sheltering information, right now we don't have the list up on our site, but we do know that the Samaritan Outreach in West Plains will be available. I'm still waiting on word from Willow Springs and Mountain View areas. So with that, we just ask everybody to exercise caution. Don't get out and travel if you don't have to. Try to get prepared and get everything you need before Friday night, because it looks like it'll be moving in probably late Friday evening. So we just want to make sure everybody stays safe, and keep an eye on our Facebook page, which we'll post any updates that we have on conditions. And there again, on road conditions, you can always visit MoDOT's website or download their app to see the latest in the road conditions. With that, we just wish everybody a safe weekend, and we'll go from there.